This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure. All right, what's going on? Are we here? Am I here? Yeah, I'm here. All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. A bunch of stuff going on. A bunch of stuff you can enjoy. Any way you cut it, you can enjoy it. Right? And I do appreciate the time. Look at whether I like what you sent me or not, I'm good. All right? And I'm good that that when you send me stuff, as long as you're talking about it from a standpoint of, you know, here's where you're wrong, here's what I have here, here's what I have there, we're all good. But I got to tell you, when you start spewing like they do, that's a problem. And not like it's a problem because I'm mad at you and you don't agree with me. That's not it at all. I can deal. For those of you who've known me for a long time, that is not a problem for me. It is a problem for some of you. You know, I always love some of you guys. You can't get me to think like you or to come over to what you consider to be your side, which I don't even understand that. But I won't come over to your side. And that means I'm ignorant and I'm stupid and I'm this. And it's like, come on, give me a break. Now you really do sound like them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. Biden said that he worked on a 2016 climate accord with a leader who died in 97. Joe has some kind of time travel thing I think he's able to do. You know, him and Obama, remember? The former VP, Joey B., put his foot in his mouth again. He claimed to have worked on the 2016 Paris Climate Accords with a Chinese leader who died 20 years earlier. Yeah, but he might still be visiting Joe, so let's be careful. We don't want him to get upset. During campaign stop in South Carolina ahead of the state's primary on Saturday, Biden told the crowd his experience on the world stage as vice president under Barack Obama made him the right person to defeat President Trump. The only one that Joe Biden can defeat is Joe Biden at this point. One of the things I'm proudest of getting past, getting moved, getting in control of, was the Paris Climate Accord. He said, I'm the guy who came back after meeting with the Deng, I can't pronounce his name, cut me some slack here, Lauping, and making a case that I believe that China will join if we put pressure on them. We got almost 200 nations that join, he said. The only problem with Joey's story, along with Corn Pop, was that Deng had died in 97, 20 years earlier. I mean, 20 years, anyway, you know what I mean. Anyhow, it was great. Now, it's unclear if Biden was referring to China's current president, Xi Jinping, who took power in 2013 and oversaw China's involvement. But the presidential wannabe had been plagued by constant, he's got, you know what? He can't get it together. He can't remember where he was and when. He's almost 80 years old. And I'll tell you what, my old pastor at his age, right now at 77, bounces around better than I do. Over the past 2 weeks, Biden's repeatedly claimed that he was cuffed in Soweto. Soweto, is that what that is? With the U.S. ambassador for trying to visit Mandela in the 70s. But Andrew Young, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. who traveled with Joey B., denied that ever happened. Right? He said, I was never arrested. I don't think he was either. Joe's got all these great, wonderful stories. He's like that storyteller in the park. You know they're all lies, but they're really cool stories. See, you just listen because they're kind of cool. I mean, it's just nuts. Kamala Harris, she had a warm reception, didn't she? In Miami, I think it was. Right there, they were screaming at her, and she had the big. No, you know it's funny. She had the big smile on her face going to it, waving and smiling, being happy. Until somebody, I think, told her what they were saying. No comunista. Right? She wasn't received well. Latinos for Trump lined the streets to make clear they reject far-left policies. I'm telling you, the Dems are going to have... You know, they're running around thinking they got this because Trump's so nasty. They don't see themselves as nasty at all. They can't see their own sins. Harris made a surprise visit to Miami on Thursday as Joey B., hidden in his basement again. Right? He's got a serious problem among Florida Hispanic voters. That's why they sent her out. Latinos from South America, Cuba, who had suffered under socialism and some communist regimes, they came to the U.S. for a better life. Now you want to give them the same thing? We'll see how that works out for you. The Latinos for Trump, they had lined the streets. You couldn't see through any of them. They made it clear that unlike Kamala Harris, or Kamala, whatever the heck, I don't know, they support the police with a sign that said, I can't read that. Conservative Cubans and Venezuelans in Miami were not impressed with Kamala Harris's pandering. No, especially the Venezuelans. I mean, how stupid can you be? Your campaign manager has to be fired. And I don't even mean, like kicked out of the door fired. The Trump campaign's doing a great job of linking progressive Biden with Latin socialists. Why? They don't even have to do a great job. It's there. Joe Messina, your host. Always think it through. If you're a Dem listening to the show, I'm not asking you to join the Republican Party, but think about the party you belong to. Be back in a few. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. See, that's like happy music, right? Relaxing music. There's nothing in there that gets you all like riled up or whatever. Well, you shouldn't anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I hope you're part of the solution. I'm having a lot of fun talking about Joey B. I mean, he's so easy to talk about. Not even in a bad way. Just, I mean, not even like, I don't want to make fun of his sickness. I don't want to make fun of anywhere he is mentally. I think that's why Obama kept him hidden most of the time. Whatever. Anyway, the more and more and more, you know, Kamala Harris has just ravaged there in Miami, calling her a communist. And Hispanics have a clue. They know, especially when they come from some of those countries, they know what socialism is all about. Communism, if you would. Joey B. decided to let everybody know he's going to be the most progressive president in American history. Now, Hispanics, Cubans, and others, they know exactly what that means. And they don't want any part of it. So, you know, it's really funny how these people in this country that have lived here all their lives, they don't know anything about socialism, nothing about communism, and yet they want it. They've seen what it's done, but see, schools have not taught them the realities of what's been done, do they? Right? Think about it. They couldn't have. These kids, they're ripping down statues of abolitionists. Give me a break. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump camp last month unveiled a powerful ad targeting Hispanic voters. It was great. The ad showed Cuban revolutionary Fidel Castro, Venezuelan socialist Hugo Chavez, and others bragging about being progressive. Right? But ours is a different kind of progressive. Just ask Bernie. Bernie will tell you. I love these people. On the bright side, though, many things. The GOP registered nearly seven times more new voters in Pennsylvania than Democrats did. Come on, let that sink in. I mean, that's a hardcore Democrat state. Now, Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by about a little over 40,000 votes. There were 6 million cast, which is probably what made the Dems crazy. They could have picked those up in a heartbeat. Now, Democrats see Trump's victory as a fluke, an anomaly, something that would never happen again. He's the first Republican to capture the state since 1996. Right? So they believe the state was heading in their direction, and no big deal, get over it, won't happen again. So 2016 was a real rude awakening for the Dems, right? Now, you would think that they would look at what went down. Go, okay, if we lost that, that's bad. That's really bad. We should have easily taken that state. Now, they vowed not to repeat the Hillary Clinton mistake. They're not going to take Pennsylvania for granted. But Republicans also, they're not standing still either. They actually got off their butts there and decided to do some work, some real hustle. So since 2016, despite the best efforts of Democrats, you ready for this one? This will make you excited. Republicans have registered seven times more voters than the opposition. GOP added almost 200,000 registered voters to the books compared to where they were this time 4 years ago. Democrats have only had almost 30,000 sign up. Now, they still outnumber, you know, Republicans. They got about 750,000 voters more than the Republicans do. Now, GOP has seized on the uptick in the party membership, right? I mean, they're gonna keep an eye on these states. They're gonna keep an eye on these Rust Belt / swing states because they know how important they actually are. They know how important those people are, and they are important, not just as voters. A lot of those people in the Rust Belt and other places, they're the workers that we need. You know, I love how these people in the inner city think we don't need any of this stuff. What are you going to do? You're going to import all your food, all your steel, all your workers? Really? It's just amazing how short-sighted they are. And I was being at an event the other day with people I thought were extremely informed. It's a little heartbreaking to find out they weren't. As to how, you know, Washington operates and what it truly means. Seriously, they are so out of control. It is probably a world, a vision that you can't see anywhere else. You wouldn't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chris Wallace, I don't know if you heard about this. He embarrassed Biden by exposing his failure to respond to the virus. Which isn't that hard. I'm working on something to break down everything Joey's done. And Joey's pretended that he had some great understanding of the pandemic in January. But he can't explain why he called the cutting travel with China hysterical. Or is it part of xenophobia? He said the cutting travel with Europe in March wouldn't stop the lives. Now, Trump was acting to stop the virus. Biden was acting attacking cutting the travel that Dr. Fauci said would work. They've thrown Dr. Fauci under the bus on the early days. I don't know how. Anyway, 855-REAL-SHOW. Stop messaging me. 855-732-5563. Now, Biden didn't actually come out in support of cutting travel. He held rallies. He didn't do social distancing until almost the middle of March. Right? Now, the media would never call him. Now, somebody said, how come the media hasn't called him out? They never will. Not going to happen. Now, April, people pouring in from China and Europe with Biden not thinking it necessary or even racist to cut travel. Right? How much worse could it have been? Even if he cut travel for a couple of weeks. Chris Wallace asked Jake Sullivan, why didn't it take Biden until April to say that cutting travel was the right thing when Trump made the right decision in January? But he can't make a decision. Joey didn't say a word for it for months. Right? No. I don't know. These guys are so disingenuous. I want you to think about it. I want you to think how they respond to questions. I want you to think about, sending Harris to Miami instead of Joe. Why would you do that? Other than being overbooked, why would you do that? Joe Mancini, host, this is Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging.
At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. I'm back. I don't know you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean it. I do appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending with us. Hopefully you've agreed to spend it with us. You're just not stuck watching for whatever reason. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, let me get back at it. You've got Chris Wallace, embarrassing, which I love. Joe Biden, right? And his advisors, I love these guys. They won't answer questions, right? They won't do anything that might embarrass their candidate and call him out for what he is. And even with the teleprompter question the other day, nobody could answer it. Nobody would answer it. But we're not going to answer that. It has nothing to do with anything. Well, yeah, it does. We want to know if he's answering questions that were, you know, those questions were pre-given to those people. That means he can't. He is going to have one heck of a time dealing with Donald Trump. And we'll see what happens when they actually do the, you do some kind of forum together. If they do. Joe, you know, somebody said the other day, and it's just kind of lingering in my head, Joey B's going to get sick. He'll get a cold, light flu, whatever, just before. And he won't be able to do it. We'll see. But when Chris Wallace asked Joe Biden's advisor, Jake Sullivan, I don't know why Joe Biden won't come on. Right? Why did it take Biden 2 months to approve the travel restrictions? Thought the guy was going to pass out. Right? I mean, seriously. Chris Wallace asked Jake Sullivan, why did it take Biden until April to say that cutting travel was the right thing when Trump made it the right decision in January and probably saved thousands of lives? Sullivan said that the virus was already in the United States by the time that Donald Trump imposed the restrictions. That's true, but it doesn't explain why Biden would be... See, here's the thing. President Trump was made fun of for moving too fast. Now Joe wants to make fun of him for not moving fast enough. Right? They can't make up their minds what they want. They can't make up their minds on what's going to work best to embarrass the president or make him look bad. So they're throwing everything at him. They hope, and what they don't realize, really don't really think about. Now, I want you to give it some thought. It's like the little boy who cried wolf. Every time the devs scream about something he's done wrong, how egregious he is, how nasty he is, and it shows up to be a big nothing burger. Look at all the stuff they throw at him in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Nothing. Still didn't answer the question. Why did it take Biden 2 months to agree with the president? Knowing it was the right thing to do. That simple. And, you know, if Biden were to wait 2 more months to do it, how many thousands of more people would have got the virus? How fast would it have spread? What would have happened? Now, at no point did he actually say that they should cut travel until April 2nd when his staff, not Biden himself, said that he agreed with the restrictions. Well, that's because Biden didn't know there were any restrictions. Biden's not even sure he's still running for president. So, even though I'm not a big fan of Chris Wallace's, it's about time he asked, right? About time somebody would with some kind of guts asked a question. That's what's getting old, is that people won't step up and say what needs to be said, speak to how things need to be spoken to, right? And it's not fair to, it is just, it's not fair. Well, here we go. Why should I even use those words? Not going to be fair anyhow. You heard Dr. B earlier. They've yanked her off of Facebook again. For those of you, why do you keep fighting that? I told you, we've moved over to Spree Leah Perler. You can get the show there. We'll be fully moved over soon. And once we're fully moved over, well, you know what? You may only get sound on Facebook from us, and maybe I'll put that up there, but that's it. I'm just tired of fighting them, and I'm not going to keep fighting them. So it's not worth my while, really, when you think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Who wants to send, pay to send? I don't know. Maybe we should do, should we do a campaign? Send 10 highly vocal and prominent BLM people that want to turn this into a socialist nation. Let's send them to a socialist nation for 2 years. What do you think? Now, we don't have to pay anything but get them there, right? Because they'll be taken care of once they get there. At least I think so. I don't know what the big deal is. Right? If they love it so much, what's the big deal? Anyway, yes, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. President Trump just spent a gazillion dollars, boatload of money, on kind of, you know, refocusing the campaign on the economy, which I believe he should. Not the whole campaign, obviously, not the whole ad campaign, right? And it has nothing to, now, it's a defining, not just the economy. The economy is a defining issue in this race. The reason it's going to be is because the reason Trump was enjoying so much popularity, I know, and never got as high as what, I don't know. Just believe me, the polls were wrong. The reason he had so much popularity was people were putting more food on their table. It's really that simple. Their wallets were fatter, they were putting more food on the table, businesses were opening, right? Unemployment was at all-time lows. So, I'm sorry, what was there not to be excited about? Now, you know the Dems poo-pooed all of that. And anything that was good, that could be proven it was good, was because of something Obama did. This is how sick they've become. Now, I know not everybody believes that. I've talked to some quite a few, actually, rank-and-file Democrats that don't agree with anything that their party's doing right now. What they're doing in it, I have no idea. So, a senior Trump campaign official told Fox News that the buy, worth about $10 million, is an increase in the campaign's existing television buy by more than 50%. Now, the official said that the new round of ads would include one national cable buy as well as a local broadcasting buy in eight key early voting states. Added a new ad presence in Arizona and Pennsylvania while continuing ads in North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Minnesota. Now, because they've added more money to it, the buy also included the 2nd Congressional District of Nebraska and the 2nd Congressional District in Maine. I mean, you guys don't... I'll tell you what. Everybody says they want to get big money out of politics. I don't know how you can do that. Not really. I mean, I don't want money ruling politics. How are you going to do that? When an ad in L.A. costs you, you know, $1,500, $2,500 for a 30-second ad, how are you going to take the money out of politics? It's the same thing, you know, during a football, what is it, during the Super Bowl. What's an ad? $3 million? Costs the same amount of money to produce that ad, whether it's a 30 seconds, a minute, in January or February or June or July. But all of a sudden, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, I know why. Don't send me any emails. You know, it's a gabillion times higher. They know they can get it. They know who's looking for it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the content in the ads will be shifting the message. Although, I think you need to hang out on the economy, you know, law and order, and how he's going to move forward with some of the things that he couldn't get done the first. But I would turn it into even more than that. I would say, I tried to get this, and this done for you, but I couldn't get it done because the Democrats wouldn't let me. Because they have the house and they stop me around every corner. You would have had your stimulus checks. You would have had your weekly checks, whatever it is you needed to survive. But, and I point over my shoulder to a picture of Nancy. She's stopping me. That's how I would do it that easy. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website, check out the articles, click them off, tell them you love them, you hate them, whatever you got to say about them, that would be cool too. Sign up for the email blast. That's really easy. TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Joe, we'll see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and just being part of it, you know, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the real conversation. And again, you know what? You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. When things don't smell right, they're usually not. You know, the Daily Beast did that. They claim it was a misleading report on COVID, right? Deaths from teachers at schools and that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know, because there's only one story on it. We'd have to work pretty hard to find, you know, get all the information we need. Not that I don't want to, because it doesn't sound right, huh? I'd have to work hard. Yeah, that's not what I mean. The Beast is being criticized for over a misleading report about the deaths that occurred among educators. Had been reopening the schools during a coronavirus. Now, Fourth Watch Media analyst Steve Krakauer, he highlighted an article published last week that read that the heartbreaking headline, at least four teachers have died since the start of school. Now, here's the thing. CDC has admitted themselves that only 6% of the people that are reported had died from COVID actually died from COVID, and COVID only. Really that simple. Now, Krakow accused the news outlet of, you know, wanting to provide maximum impact with the reader, but also indicated in his newsletter on Sunday that the Daily Beast report doesn't share the full story. If it does. Especially if it doesn't, if it doesn't push their narrative, of course they're not going to push it. AP also reported on these teacher deaths, but unlike the Daily Beast, it made clear, as Krakauer explained, that the teachers in the story died through COVID-19 factors that were completely separated, ready for that, from returning to work in person. Right? I mean, one was at football practice when they got it. But this thing is so scary. And actually, it's scary and lucrative at the same time. Think about it. The hospitals are getting paid about three times as much from the government for deaths from, you know, viruses and this because it's COVID. I've heard numbers from 26 to 38,000. I guess depending on the hospital that you're in. All right, so you don't want to put that down. The hospitals don't want all that to go away. The teachers in the story neither contracted coronavirus at school nor were even known to have spread it to anyone since the school year began. The teachers in the Daily Beast pickup could have held any profession. It could have been for plumbers, contractors, all kinds of people. I mean, seriously. There's no guidelines for these places, or a lot of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sorry. Got to get back. Right? To Trump campaign's defining what they're running on. Now, I don't know how you get this point across. You have to be in a coma, or had to have been in a coma, for 3.5, almost 4 years, not to see what President Trump had done for the economy, for jobs, for businesses, for black community, for the Hispanic and Asian communities, along with the women. Unemployment rates at an all-time low since they've been tracking them. Well, that was an Obama thing, though. At least that's what some of them said. Campaign also touted the president's effort in terms of job creation, saying, hey, the Trump administration has seen 10.6 million jobs created in the last 4 months. Right? These months are usually job loss months. And the coronavirus should have made it that much worse. Now, again, you want to look at these things in and of themselves separately. Don't let them throw all this stuff at you at one time. I do it for a living. I can't keep up with it. Now, when you look at April, which was 1.4 million jobs, right, that's 2.5 times the number of jobs created in the entirety of the 8 years that Joe Biden was vice president. This is the stuff they have to hang on. He's got ads out there going under Joe Biden. Now, it was never under Joe Biden. It was always Barack Obama. In some cases, Joe carried out the wishes of Barack. In other cases, Joe came up with a fix, an idea, or somebody did, presented to Barack. Barack said, go with it. So they got all these things that they say they accomplished. And it's almost funny. But don't get away with it. People trust him, the way they talk. Joe's got an interesting cadence about him. I mean, he looks like, and talks like, and walks like old grandpa. Why wouldn't you trust him? It's just amazing. President's job is to keep the country secure. Do job creation. Right? Now, I know the government can't create jobs, but they can get out of the way so other companies can. When a company's moving in or starting back up, they need a local outside contractor to do the work, don't they? That gets the job creation. That gets the jobs running. That makes it better. It's that easy. We look at August, which was 1.4 million jobs. That is 2.5 times the number of jobs created in the entirety of the 8 years that Joe Biden was vice president. The officials said that people want to vote for a president who will reopen the country and knows what he's doing. They've been hearing, listen, the Democrats have been screaming doom and gloom because of Trump. too many people killed because of coronavirus because Trump didn't move fast enough, right? The economy was going to be in the toilet. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff they were talking about. What's left since... Let's see if you can guess this. What is left, right, since Obama left office? Think about all the things when he left. What he left, just terrible. How many jobs, things were in the toilet? And what did he say when he left? This is as good as it's going to get. You may just have to come to the realization this is what it's going to be like. Not like Trump has a magic wand that he can, you know, just pass over everything and then get magically better. Well, guess what, Obama? Apparently, the crystal ball he had, the stick he had, was a lot better, brighter, and clearer than yours. Had to be. Right? Think about it. This is why I say, you guys can't just spew the headlines, you see. You've got to speak to the numbers, the real numbers, the real percentages. You have to. Otherwise, you're the same people just making noise. A University of Virginia professor. You know, this gets worse and worse and worse. I talked earlier about, what is it, the Happy Birthday song now being banned because it's got B's and P's in it, and that spreads the virus. I didn't know the virus attached itself to the letters. The student is suggesting that the term student athlete be removed because it's racial and it's an oppressive phrase. I'm shaking my head. I know you guys can't see me. I'm shaking my head. Are we serious? She says it's arguably racist. How can it be arguably racist? Student? So now, what does student mean? Black? Does student mean white? Really, what's the difference? Molly Harry, a PhD student at the University of Virginia, she's studying intercollegiate athletics. She authored an op-ed suggesting that the phrase student athlete be abolished. Now, the piece published by Diverse Education demanded that the universities put an end to calling college athletes student athletes. Why? Stated that the term has arguably been used as a racial tool. As we recognize the terms in our country's oppressive and racialized history. Really? I'm sorry. If you're just coming to terms with it and you're a professor, how did you get out of school? How did you get out of school not knowing this history on your own? It's just amazing. And I never get over this stuff. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. I know, keep throwing the number out there. So you'll eventually write it down. She celebrated colleges throughout the country, recently removing symbols and songs and changing words, you know, to give us social injustices. I don't even know where to go with this. I know, I'm not being funny, I'm being serious. I don't know where to go with this. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, I went through this earlier, and she's having a problem with the fact that student athlete is somehow demeaning. That demeans what you are. What's going to come next? Novice? They're going to do it with that one? Right? They'll be happy with pro on the wall? I mean, seriously. And conservative students on college campuses are already marginalized. This is why I keep telling you, we have to help these people. You have to get behind them. If you have nieces or nephews that are on college campuses, God bless them. I can't even imagine. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're done here. And get out of my living room.